Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
We've been following this developing story for the last couple of hours, but there is a growing number of businesses and customers near Ogden right now that have been without power.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Rocky Mountain Power spokesperson Dave Eskelson. What's happening up there, Dave?
Well, I think we're getting a lot of snow-related effects. We're looking at unusually heavy April winter storm here. We have several reports of trees going over into lines down. We're really in an assessment mode right now and getting a good handle on, you know, where we'll need to dispatch our crews. We knew that this was coming, so we have crews ready to go. And we'll work steadily on it until everybody's back in service.
Dave, just run us through the safety measures that need to be taken if somebody encounters a line that is down in their neighborhood.
Sure. A line down anywhere is a hazard. Even if it does not look like it's live, you should always treat it as a live wire. Report it to the power company. Call 911 if necessary. And, of course, don't go near it and keep other people away.
Is the power outage this morning only up north in the Ogden area, or are you seeing it anywhere else?
It's primarily in the Ogden area, and I think that's a feature of where a lot of the snow is falling. You know, we've got about 3,200 customers in the Ogden area. Looks like Salt Lake, 270. The farther south you go, tends to be a little lower. So it looks like the Ogden area is where we're going to have to concentrate our efforts in the next little while.
Yeah, I've got a buddy that lives up there in East Layton, and he's been hit with 10 inches of snow in the last couple of rounds. He's got another 8 inches on the ground there this morning. No idea, though, Dave, until you do your assessments, I guess, on when power might return.
Right. We'll have we have opened what we call an emergency action center. We did that last night, basically. And so we'll have a meeting, and the operations managers who are out in the field coordinate with the supervisor and dispatch folks in the office and coordinate their efforts. What they'll do is try to assess where the most severe damage is, prioritize the crews. The crews first go to the substations, and they make sure that if there's any damage there, that gets prioritized. That gets the most customers back on with each repair. And then they'll work down on the distribution feeders that come out of the substations and correct problems there. We try to get the most customers back on first, largest groups, and then work our way down to areas of more isolated damage.
Thank you for the work you do, Dave. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you keeping our listeners up to speed. Dave Eskelson with Rocky Mountain Power. He's the spokesperson there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.